we gave them a 14-point lead early on. And, you know, and especially in the playoffs, you can't have turnovers. So, you know, I had a big one, especially getting on the fumble. Got stripped the ball out. You know, it's just, you know, trying to make a play. So, deal with it, you move on. The good thing about it, we was able to bounce back from it. You know, Coach said, you know, we've been in this position before. It's all about bouncing back. And we bounced back, it just, unfortunately, we didn't win the game.
Feels pretty darn good when you guys won the coin toss and the way you've been rolling.
Yeah, we was fired up. You know, we got the ball back. The first thing we ran to the sidelines, like, it's over. We're going to win the game, you know, and we just didn't make the plays, you know. Turnover, another turnover cost us the game, so.
How emotional is your end
of
a game like this?
No, it's, you know, it's for, especially for the veteran guys, you know, it hurts because, you know, when you play this game long enough, you don't know how long. It's hard to get back to the full season, so. You know, we have to deal with it right now, and we've got a long off season. And to sit back and watch the next couple of rounds, it's gonna be hard for a lot of us.
What's the defense preparing in the first quarter?
I mean, he kept his composure. I mean, he did everything right. He just, you know, the first one, you know, I think the first play was a pick, and then my fumble. You know, one thing we got to the sideline and said we can't have those. We're gonna win this game. And everybody looked at each other and said, let's just make plays, you know, take one play at a time. And we did, and unfortunately, we just, you know, didn't win the game.
Just how frustrating is that, and what was kind of your thoughts as you saw them going through
the game? At the end, I don't know. It was like a dream, you know, you don't think it's happening, but unfortunately it did. And we sat there for a while and just shocked, you know, because we knew once we got the ball back, we was able to score, because they couldn't stop us, you know. So, you know, we had to deal with it, and we have a long off season now, so. It's gonna be one of those things that happened like in 07. You just sit back and just reminisce on it and just can't wait to, you know, start playing football again.
Oh, you've been on your guys.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, I think you have to think about it. It's hard getting back. You know, it's not easy. You know, so these young guys, you know, one thing we told them before this game is it's one chance only. And we had opportunity and we let it slip away.
Have you seen a lot of games in this league?
Not a shootout, you know, but it's one of those things that, you know, you think when you get the ball, you're going to win the game. You know, the same thing happened in 07. You know, NFC Championship game, you think you're going to win it, and boom, same thing happened. You end up throwing a pick and the game over. And, you know, we made a lot of mistakes in that game early on, but we was able to overcome them, and same way this one. Yeah, I will say it's a success, you know, because, you know, everybody in the locker room believed in one another that we was going to be able to make the postseason. We made it. Unfortunately, we just fell short, and we had opportunity to win this game, and we let it slip away.
We talked about opportunity over and over again about how you don't get them in your career.
Right.
And that's what makes this even more.
Yeah, this one's going to hurt. You know, I think it's going to hurt, and the guys can't wait to get back and start playing football again, you know. So, you know, it's unfortunately, we got a long offseason, you know. We can't turn this thing right around tomorrow. So we got to deal with that, and it's going to be hard this offseason looking back because we went through this 2 years ago.
You guys came in on such a roll. How big of a shock was it to be down 14-7 so early?
No, it was a shock, you know, because one thing we came into this game saying we can't turn the ball over. You know, they're a great team. We knew we couldn't turn the ball over. But, you know, one thing happens. When you make turnovers, you have to bounce back from them. And we was able to bounce back, and it just turned into a shootout. And you get into those games where a shootout, the person that has the least turnovers is going to win the game. It's always happened.
You guys scored 5 touchdowns in the second half. When you got that coin flip, did you think game over?
Yeah, that's what we said on the sideline. Game over, we knew we was going to win. And, you know, we just didn't make the plays to win the game at the end.
How did you see it? Where were you when the ball pops to this crowd? You look back and say, oh.
Me and Greg was on the side running the slant. So, and we didn't know. I looked back and they said, no, I saw the ball pop loose. And it was kind of, you knew it was at that point. It was either we get the ball back or, you know, we got another chance at it or game over. And, you know, the game was over.
I know it's tough to say because of the outcome.
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, especially when you can go down to the wire, you know. But, you know, sometimes you like to win games where you can smile, laugh on the sideline, have a little fun. But this one was one of those games where, you know, we felt like we still had the momentum. We had took the momentum from there. They had it early in the game. We had it in the second half, but they just happened to pull it out then.
Like, you've been watching Kurt Warner for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Any part of you surprised that even at this point he's able to produce?
No, not at all. You know, me and Kurt are real close friends, and there's one thing about Kurt is he's a good man, you know. And watching him play in the game, he's played it for a long time. And you watch him play, especially when he was in St. Louis, he just did everything right. And he came back, and you think about last year taking that team to the the Super Bowl. He has the opportunity to do it again. You know, we try to hurt his dreams on doing it, but he hurt ours instead.
Daniel, can you describe what happened in the fumble?
I'm just trying to make a play. You know, me, one thing about it is I hate going down. You know, I like to take a pound, and so when I went through, I saw the linebackers coming. My biggest thing was just to try to go through them, you know, and unfortunately the guy got his hand on the ball, and I thought I was down, and next thing you know, the ball pops out. So, you know, I normally don't have fumbles, but, you know, they happen. You know, I'm human, you know, so I have to deal with that. But, you know, I think one thing about it is, you know, I got to the sideline, and I told all the guys that was my fault. I'll make it up, and as the game went on, we made plays, and we just didn't have enough time on the clock to win it.
How long will it take to play in the same part that kind of got held there? Was it just natural contact?
The last play of the game?
Yeah, last play of the game. Did they have someone on top of you? Was
the guy grabbed me. I mean, I ran a slant. I knew he was trying to come. He was either me or Greg. And Greg took the guy through, so I knew I had one-on-one coverage. And when I broke, the guy grabbed me, and they didn't throw a flag on it. So there's nothing we can do about it. And it happened that they won the game off that play.
You know who grabbed you? Number
Brown, I think his last name. Brown.
Is it typical contact in that situation?
No, since all night long they've been grabbing. The official was telling 27, hey, you grab him again, I'm going to call it. You know, but it's just one of those things. You know, you think that you can get a call. We get calls, especially, you know, guys grab our guys. Our guys grab guys, and they throw a flag. So why not we get them, you know? But it's one of those things that you have to deal with. You move on, and, you know, it's just that one there. You know, if we'd have got the call, most likely, right now we'll still be playing.
How long will it take you to process this and recover from this? Do you want it as quickly as possible? Or?
No, this one's going to hurt. This one's going to hurt for a while. You know, you're playing this game a long time. You know, getting to the postseason hurts, you know, especially when you lose the first round. And, you know, we felt like this was our year, especially every guy in the locker room, coaching staff. We felt like this was the time to you know, win the Super Bowl. And, you know, we all talk about legacy. You know, guys, this was going to stand for, you know, guys that have played this game a long time. Me, Wood, you know, Cliff, Al. That was our legacy, you know, because when it's all said and done, that's what everybody wants. Everybody dreams of winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, we don't know how long, especially, you know, us veteran guys, how long we're going to play. But, you know, you don't get here, you know, often. So you got to, when you get here, you got to win every game.
You're down 31-10. You, Aaron, who said something?
Everybody. You know, it was one of those things. We just felt like we had to take one play at a time. That's all we had to do. And guys did it. And after that,
we made it.
Everybody just started talking about they had to step up and make plays. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole in the first quarter, and we was able to, you know, come out of it. Unfortunately, we just didn't get that at the end.
Did you ever see a game where there's many yards after the catch and guys making fakes, making catches, and plus making great catches?
No, I haven't seen it. But that's, you know, that's one thing that especially our receiver group, we talk about is yards after the catch. We have to make the plays. And we did that today. It's, you know, we just didn't make enough of them.
You're talking about legacy for Aaron. It's, you know, last play of the game, holding on the ball, mm-hmm. getting sacked. I mean, what is that?
That doesn't define his legacy. I mean, he has a long career, you know. I think, you know, he tried to make a play and just didn't make it, you know, and that's something we have to deal with for a while. I mean, I think all of us, you know, I take full credit for giving them 7 points. You know, if I don't fumble, they don't get 7, you know. So, you know, take 7 off the board, we win.